We look to the hills from where cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. We saw like breads through our windows. Saboske desamalataya. Yes, the weak says, I am strong. The poor says, I am rich. Something from God comes to exchange your weakness. The strength from God, the might from God. For it is written that he giveth power to them that are faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Lepataya. For even the youths are faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall have their strength renewed. Lord, we reach out tonight. We know the strength is not of man, but strength is of God. And we depend on you to be strengthened with might by your spirit. In the inner man, Jacobati Mastalebabaya, Epacam de Regatella Bacascadai, is compre, Lapacusa Malahase Mahaya, Icapascate Bronta Macade, Embas Cavalaya, Embatas Camose. Because in your presence we see possibilities, for the things that are impossible with men, they are possible with you. And when we come into your presence, you spread your eternal bounties. For it is written that you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. We ask, O God, that you stretch forth your hand upon your people. Raise us up from the dust, raise us up from weakness, raise us up from gloominess, and cause your light to shine upon us. Zelimbaaya, Ufrana, 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 Ukapetali maskadebobo, Afrasama, Zenana makate, Asana, Zenina, Asana, na 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 na, Asana, Zapotema. Shekina makate boska, zaparande baboy, repakes katemana, rapeda taske tombe, aperani, sebina kaske baranda, apeto kombre. For this is the rest that the weary shall rest, and this is the refreshing, but they shall not hear. Oh my God, with the stammering of the lips and with a new tongue will I speak unto these people. Lord, we pray tonight that we may experience the refreshing of the Holy Spirit. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. For even the youths are faint, they shall be weary, the young men shall utterly fall, his confidence shall falter, His reinforcements shall break. But there that wait upon God, there that wait upon the Lord, we raise our eyes and we look to the hills from whence our strength and whence our help come. Our strength comes from the Lord. Lord, quicken every one of us. Cause that the least among us will become as strong as David in the name of Jesus Christ. We call upon your name tonight, for it is written unto the Lord that answers prayer shall all flesh come. You are the God, you are the Father, you are the King, the God of all flesh, the Father of all spirit. Unto you shall all flesh come. We come tonight, the God that answers prayer. Arise, O God, arise, O God, and let thy enemies be scattered. Let everything that is arrayed that stands before the fulfillment of your plan and purpose fall like a pack of cards. We call upon you. We make mention of thy holy name. Let thy power be made manifest. Let thy glory be revealed. Let thy name be remembered among all nations. For thou art God, and beside thee there is no other. We call upon you tonight. Oh, Samana, Yemama, Yemana, Yanama. Exercise your spirit in the house of God. Exercise your spirit. Sale. Yena malate malaguna sanena. We worship you. 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 The one that makes that the lightning is messengers that rides upon the clouds gloriously in power. We worship you. So let me ask him, Ali. Zenina Malanela. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Thank you, great one. Nothing shall be impossible with you. Nothing. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
We pray. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord our God, God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? Hast thou over the kingdoms of the heathen? Is it, art not thou? 2 Chronicles 20, turn with me. Art not thou? This is the prayer of a king. The time must come. The Bible says that he has made us priests and kings, and we shall reign in the earth. Great things happen when kings pray. The Bible says Jehoshaphat came into the court of God. I was expecting him to go straight to the prayer point. He went into history. And not thou, that God in heaven. 2 Chronicles 20 from verse 6. It says, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? It means that there was a situation on ground that contradicted the dominion, the power, the majesty of God that is in heaven. Are you not the one that is in heaven? Are you not the one of whom it was said, a throne, you sit upon a throne in majesty, you utter your words, and the things that you have spoken come to pass. You send the lightning as your messengers. You ride gloriously upon the clouds. When you speak a thing, it comes to pass. And when anyone speaks and you have not spoken, it shall not be so. Are not thou that God in heaven? There are several times when situations and circumstances begin to find expression. And it's as if it looks as though God is not king no more. Looks as though God is no longer present. Where were you, God? He said, not the king in heaven. Second question. You know, when a king prays, he has so much on his heart. In fact, he needs help from the Holy Spirit to accurately articulate the prayer subjects. Because, you know, if you have made a governor for 2 days, I tell you, you have so many prayer points. And if God does not help you, my prayer before his shrine. Oh God. If God does not help you, my go to Kwande. Kwande local government. To consult something. Hallelujah. A king is a personality that God has given a rare privilege for him to have authority in the air. And when you begin to operate in authority and walk in authority, you come to realize that there are several times you will find contradictions. Several things that are contrary to the counsel of God might seem to find expression. And this king wandered into the house of God full of prayer. There were more questions than there were answers. And he turned his face to the God, the king in Zion. Instead of him to go straight to the point, he went back into history. Because at that point in time, his understanding was becoming a little hazy. There were situations that crippled his theology. His philosophy is under great threat. And so he comes out with a modicum of questions. I know you have never asked God a question before. I know you have never asked God, what? But when kings pray, you have questions than there are answers. And the Bible reveals to us that we share in this kingship. For he has made us kings and priests. And it's our duty, our call, to reign in the earth realm, to bring dominion into this place. The dominion that God operates in the heavens, he has called us to share in it as we yield to him. So that his reign in heaven can be extended into the earth. Art not thou? Have you ever gone to a place and you prayed a prayer expecting an instant miracle, a sign, a wonder, and somehow it was as if your prayers bounced back, and then you stand back like this king and say, it's as if the heavens are farther from the earth today. I expected something to happen speedily and not that. Hallelujah. Are you not the one that is God in heaven? You don't need to consult with anybody to make a plan, to issue a decree. But why is it that things go the way that are not consistent with your program, and it's as if you are mute? Second question. He says, are not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? He didn't even say the kingdom of Israel. He said the kingdoms of the heathen. Your sovereignty, your depth of wisdom, your capacity is such that if a mortal man decides to use his will to stand against your agenda, you are so deep and vast that you end up using all the man's efforts to administer your own agenda. Do you understand that? Okay, you don't understand. Jesus made a profound statement in the book of John chapter 12 verse 31. It was a strange statement. He said, now with the judgment of this world, now is the prince of this world cast out. And if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. That's the first time I found a radical statement of that nature hanging on an if. Because the radical nature of that statement was much more than any zealot could ever desire for Israel. That the prince of the cosmos will be cast out. Hallelujah. But as strong, as forceful, as masculine, as that, even to the very, to the clan of Muslims. You know, in Muhammad's clan, one of them woke up one day and Jesus appeared to him. And he gave his life to Christ right there. And smuggled himself out. And when he got to US, he cried out, I'm saved! Why? The strange things happen like that because he was lifted up. The radical effect that will take place in the earth on the account of that reality is something that you cannot suppress. But as sure, as strong, as consistent as that promise was, it was hanging on an if. Somebody had to do the lifting. And that was what was going to expel the devil from active business. And at the end of the day, it was the devil that lifted him. You understand here? Because Paul said, if the princes of this world have known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. So, somehow the devil was unconsciously working for him. What I'm saying is, you as a mortal man, if you say, I'm going to use my will to fight the will of God, he will embrace you. He will just be using all you are doing to still advance his will. Now, so when this man says, art not thou God in heaven? Art not thou ruler of the kingdoms of the heathen? He knew what he was talking about. That even though the kingdoms of the heathen might seek to array themselves against God's nation and God's purposes, there is a depth in God that still makes all of them serve his will. Hallelujah. And when they exhaust their importance, he knows how to. This man is provoking God. Please, I want to bring a strategy to you, a strategy. Don't forget the things that God did in the past in your life. Arm yourself with it. Because when pressure comes in the future, you will reach back into your archives of experience and say, I saw the lion die. I saw the bear die. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one. A man that has a clear understanding of how God moved in the past will not fall in the present time just because of pressure and circumstances. It's a prayer point I'm lifting. Can we rise and pray and say, Lord, don't let me lose sight of the past. So I need to arm myself with the faithfulness of God in the past so that when a situation comes in the present and it wants to present itself original, you'll be able to say, hey, 2007, I almost lost my life and somehow I survived. Nobody prayed for me. I survived all by myself because God was there with me. I know I broke a leg, but I survived. I know something happened, but when you arm yourself with that and some things begin to look around in the present, you say, if I didn't die that time, I cannot die now. May God help us to arm ourselves with the faithfulness of God wrought in our lives in the past so that we can stand as warriors in the present time. Please lift up your voice. Let's pray together. Because God is about to show you a sign. Kobela hila baskanda. You will not miss your way. If you didn't die yesterday, then he can't kill you today. The devil cannot look upon you and say, I'll kill you by 10 a.m. tomorrow, because it's not given to him. Many times he attempted killing us. Many times he attempted strangulating us. But because it is not given to him, we stand strong today. And not thou, that God in heaven, and not thou, that ruler of the kings of the heathen. It doesn't matter the plan of darkness. Oh yes, that which you have ordained, it shall come to pass. He could not kill you. He could not swallow you. He could not overtake you. Yes, he put the pressure upon you, but it was not given to him to do his desire, because there's a king, a God in heaven. So prede katebo en ramas katabara haskebaya sombra halabas kendo mazelia. Rabadaheska Rombelekeria Mama Salabaya Rakoska Teba Santa Baboria. It is not given to him to perform that which is upon his heart. Selina, Yelabala, Akabara Baskelima. Aberadela Maska Jebaba Lemo Jebaba Labalaska Lema Moria Shanema Lama. Give us that grace to arm ourselves with your faithfulness in our lives in the past so that we can be warriors in the present time. Men that will believe that your very word, your every word will come to pass in their day and time. Yelaba Mamalela Boska Namana Selina Nama Oreda Manaderia Abena Salabala Yagana Solomana Selina Manana Ayela Barade Babos Kamena Lama Mamala Osena
Strengthen us with might. Selina na merakazo mama mama mama. Shaline la barabo. Oh la 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 la. Oh yes, it is not given to the devil to perform the counsel upon his heart, for there is a God in heaven. There is a God in heaven. Gloria bagadade, bagade la brosca ma, mama raya ba ba brosca ma. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, Lord, la basa mana. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bobola mala, bobola mala semalia. Jenama, zanenale, zanenabalabria sanama. Aria kebala barena sela. Jala beraba, jala beraba lama. Oh sana, bare mazalale, bare nasana. Soria la bagade, baya nana, baya la ba la dola haya na ba. There is a God in heaven. Ye la la, ye kabalama. Ye kabalama sala, ye kabalama sepria lama, wo barana, sekale la la bala, ye balama mama lano, ye bala, the devil cannot bring an end to your existence. It is not given unto him. Oh yes, there is a God in heaven. There is a God in heaven. There is a God in heaven. Yabana, Yabaske, Labaske, Yabadaske, Baba, Yabala Manana, Yabaske, La, Yabala, Dama, Yabala, 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 Iba ba bo sale la le ba, se la bo, ba ba la na ma za ye ma, la me na sa la ba de go, wo mama nega, wo mama nega. We give you the glory, we give you the glory, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the praise, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, la Masia, Ekabala, Bala. Oh, le Mataye. Oh, le Bala, Sania, Laba. Oh, le Mataye, Mataye. Mataye mama, se abarade maskela bo, ya le bana mama. Kose manade, kose manaye, ekama. Se ramalada genas kabia, ikade la balo malaye da, babela na, ourselves with a testimony of the things that you did in times of the old. How you kept us when we could not keep ourselves. How you spoke a word of our lives. Even when we did not recognize. Oh, amen. Dear God and above.
Of this land before thy people Israel, and givest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever. O God our Father, Jela bala bala Godia, Jelila bala de baya baya, Sina namalela bakesani alaba, O nama. Oh, nama, 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 oh, nama, 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 nama,
after the king makes reference to the testimony of the things that God has performed in times of old, how that his hand was mighty among his people, driving out the inhabitants of the land and giving the land unto the seed of Abraham, his friend. Hallelujah. And then verse 10, he brings out his prayer point. He went through some form of regurgitation before he brought out that which was his concern. He went through some form of reminiscing before he brought out that which he was really pregnant with. Hallelujah. He said, and now, verse 10. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 10. He said, right now. That was what happened in the past. But I want to draw your attention to something happening in the present. And I happen to realize from the testimony of the past that you have capacity to perform that which befalls us in the present time, and we want to ask for an intervention. He, by this kind of prayer, this method of prayer, was putting God under lock and key.
making God understand that I happen to know that you have the power to do this kind of stuff because you did it some time ago. I happen to realize that you can move this kind of mountain because you moved one that was greater than this in time of old. We are not even asking that you should do that which you did before, but we know that because of that which you did before, this one is insignificant. Somehow, look upon this now. If you could look upon those people in that generation to perform to them your counsel, look upon us now. Hallelujah. We want to bring God into our world. Many times God might exist in Scripture. God exists only in Scripture to several people. And they read of Him how He overtook the enemy lands. And nobody had to lift a sword or spear to effect victory. But somehow He took the glory all by Himself. He broke through upon the camp of the enemy. And somehow confusion was set in the midst. And they began to fight each other. No need to fight. Hallelujah. It's good reading about the exploits of God in Scripture. But we need to bring God into our world. We need to bring Him into the place of our reality. You see, you did this before, but now. He wants to pass over God. He wants to hijack God and bring God into His today. You existed yesterday. Your power was manifest. Your deeds were known to all people. What you did not do in secret. You did it for all generations to hear. It echoes, it resounds, it reverberates all through nations, all through generations. And what you did was not hidden. What we have on ground is not even comparable to that which you did. So somehow we know that you have the ability. He's a lawyer. He's trying to put God on the hot spot so that God won't have any choice but to act. If you know how to pray, you will get God to act every time. I think you don't understand what's happening. You don't. You are not in the spirit. He said, Johnny, we are going. He said, spirit. My God. You know, when you go to a nation you have never been to, you need a tour guide. We are going to a place. These 3 days, and I tell you, there's safe landing. Safe landing in the spirit. Of Jesus. In 2007, he will not realize the devil to determine the day you die. If a witch will come and say you will see, the witch actually does not have the capacity to decide that you will see in the first place. He afflicted anybody that was not helping him actively. When he came into the Garden of Eden, he came and he said, did the Lord God say? Did God say? Because he was not sure of what God said. And he needed the help of Adam and Eve to know what exactly God said so that he would know how to occasion and apportion the temptation that will make them break covenant with God. You need your active participation to become involved in your life. It's not given to him. My God, several times I forget to pray about the devil when I pray in the morning time. Because in the question of destiny, the devil is not a factor. I pray that God will bring it to you as a revelation that there is a God in heaven. That factor determines every other factor. Just in case the president of a nation say, I'm going to hunt him until I get him down. Abacha boasted more. But a day came, he was dead. There is a God in heaven. And do you know, no mortal man wanting to operate according to the counsel of his own will that seeks to infringe upon the counsel of God will live, no matter man. If you set your Bible without bias, you find out that there were several times God had to kill people so that his agenda will go on. Because what? There is a God. Where? Even though the disciples never prayed for the people that died to die, they just say, behold their threats. And grant. They presented their threat to God. Behold it! And they left it there. The effect of that prayer took place on Independence Day. The man was standing, mighty oration, in the public square. And when he spoke, the people applauded and actually deified him. at that point in time, trespass had been committed. He was going to become an obstruction to the agenda of God. And the Lord had to preserve his testimony that was born upon the lips of the apostles. And the Bible says that an angel, who told you that angels don't kill? They kill more. Everything you see in the natural is like a chessboard. Like a chessboard. If God did not allow it, it will not come to pass. And if God is an umpire, then you are not about to fail yet. There is a God in heaven. Hallelujah. Several of us, our attacks began even before we were born. People looked upon us in the womb and hated us for pride. Stop in heaven. One day I prayed and I remember that I've not mentioned Satan for a long time. I said, Satan, you couldn't kill me when I was 2 years old. You couldn't kill me when I was 5 years. You couldn't kill me when I was 7. You couldn't kill me when I was 12. You can't kill me now. Amen. Because there is a God. Let it register upon your heart that there is a God. If it registers, the best of threats that men can give are whispers that don't carry the capacity and the will to perform their wisdom. The Lord give you understanding, Jesus. Hallelujah. The children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. Do you realize that it's biblical to report people to God? Report. Behold, I went to preach the gospel when I was still on campus in a remedial class. Unknown to me, one of the lecturers, who is an Ekanka man, was trying to catch his way in meditation. And according to him, my preaching brought about interferences in the frequency of his meditation. It distorted his meditation. It compounded and confused his concentration. And when I was coming out of the place where I preached, he came barefooted from his office. You know the man I speak of. He has a beard. He keeps his beard with sanctimony. Jesus, the Lord give you understanding. And he met me at the door. And he said, "What have you done?" I said, "I went to give life. It is written, the thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come. That they might have life. They might have it more abundantly." He said, "You will not graduate." I said, "It's not given to you to decide that." Well, he said that to me in 200 level. And then, by an act of angelic ministration, he missed my number. I was failing somebody else. Fail the person. And then I was doing good. He failed him till the last semester. Then he now realized I've been failing the wrong man. Then he came to me and said, "What's your name?" I stand yours sincerely. Then I gave him my name. Said, "All right." Then we wrote the exam. Then I went to report him. I said, "Behold." Then he was struck with an infirmity. Somebody else had to mark the script. When the Senate sat on it, then he revived. That was the first time he shaved his beard. It's not given to him. It's not given to him. There's only one excellency that is an eternal excellency. If that one speaks here, but if a man that was voted, that would be excellency for 4 years, he will come down. In fact, he can be cut off in the mist. It's not given. Let's bring God into our world. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. Who does not let Israel invade? when they came out of the land of Egypt. For they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Hallelujah. This is what we call trespass. There is something that God has given you, and the devil wants to say you will not access it. You have a case before the court of heaven. And if you know how to order your speeches, your words accurately, you can cause a storm out of the desert. Say there is a land. We didn't ask you for land. You just promised our father. And now, on the strength of your promise, you have come to possess it. For the children of Moab, of Ammon, the sons of Mount Seir, have decided to contradict that which is part of your sole purpose. But now, God will come to you. May his mighty acts not just exist in scripture. May it be seen and manifest in your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to pray. Finally, before I begin to teach, I want you to report some people and some things to God. Report. Just in case the scripture we just read satisfies your condition. And there is an encroachment taking place. Your own jurisdiction that is allocated and allotted to you by God is suffering from desperate encroachment, no matter what the forces may be. You are going to report today. You are going to report. We were praying somewhere some time ago. It's only now I found out that it's a reoccurring event. When we were on campus, we were praying like that, and then a security man came and said, there's a secular that prohibits prayer. I said, all right, if he can show me a copy, I will stop praying. But until the copy comes, he stands causable within the frame, the scope of this prayer ground. He's liable to what? Receive causes. May the radical man, the prophet inside of you, arise. Oh my God. You know, those days we were taught to submit to the will of God. Then we discovered that the word of God is actually the will of God. And we found out that most of the things they say we should submit to was not within the framework of scripture. There are several times you need to rise and you need to confront some things. And I told the man, I say, you sense yourself. In this world in which we live, on this campus, if we don't have a message that has the seal of the VC, it means you sent yourself. Tomorrow, come and bring the note and show me VC's signature. They will know that he's the one that needs to die, not you. The man left for that day. Second day, he showed up again. Without the requirement I asked him to bring for his wishes to become effective. Then I lifted up my hand. And I released a curse. I don't curse quick, but I still remember that curse. It went forth. Hey. Actually, if you check the scriptures, Jesus said, woe to people. Jesus said, whenever the issue is an issue of jurisdiction, this is what this is. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It is yours. God has given you. And then the devil now organizes. Can you report? I want you to report the case to God. Report it. Report it. And every time people do this accurately, there is always a quick response from heaven. If the situation that you are passing through at the moment falls within the bracket of this context, I want you to report it to me. Behold, the inhabitants of Mount Seir, of the sons of Ammon, and the sons of Moab. Because there is a God in heaven. Everyone that is guilty of trespass stands under his judgment. And if any man has trespassed, that which has been given to you by the Lord himself, any man stands to oppose, to resist that which is rightfully yours. Just like the king mentioned it to God, I want you to lift up your voice. Heaven will respond. Heaven will shout. Labros kabarahala baskadia. Dabarandemos kembre futebakasuba. Sabre malahaya baskubria kade baskadia. Lord, you have planted your church in this land to dominate the land, to direct the affairs of the land. For it is written that out of Zion shall come forth the law. The land will be stirred by the inspiration that comes from Zion. Lord, there are forces, there are powers and instruments that stand against our allotment, our portion, as given to us by heaven. And we stand tonight and say, behold! 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 That thy jealousy might be provoked, that thy hand might be moved. Every form of treachery and trespass committed against your people here tonight, anyone that has stepped into their jurisdiction as allocated to them by God, that seeks to play God around their corridors, I stand today and I lift up a cry to heaven on their behalf. Let such stumble, let such fall, let such be put to shame in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, the enemies they shall hide themselves when they hear your voice, and they shall submit. Today, you, O God, that sitteth in the heavens, behold, 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 let thy jealousy be provoked. Salimana, ye babaranima. Oh, yala, shanamaleya. Oh, shalema, yela moria. Oh, silamara, yeya marakena. Serina. Is there a man of darkness, a woman of darkness, that stands in the way, trespasses the counsel of God, the allotment of God, and seeks to superimpose his will, her will upon your life, or someone close to you, connected to you? Arise tonight, arise tonight. For the Bible says that to subvert a man in his course, the Lord shall not permit it. We stand tonight and say, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered.
The word is nigh thee. It's even upon thy heart and in thy mouth. The word of faith that we preach. Speak that word of decree. And let it be so according to your word. Oh yes. Did somebody say in your family that you will not advance? You cannot go beyond the place that I have set you. It is not given to man to make such decrees. The Lord thunders from heaven with a mighty shout of deliverance. The Lord speaks with fury and fire tonight. Hey, Sakopeta! Eterine combatelama! Samele! Yea, Bale Mama! Jamena Babo! Jamena Babo! Abramaskala! Abramaskala! La Bella Labo, Sia Mama! The nation of Moab, of Ammon, Mount Seir. Lord, behold. Behold, Kabra Sabala. Shalabando Moskende. Amle Mala Azelia Tabala Hansala. And put a man celebrate the Lavatata. Rapendos Kabra Sakabai. Shabalanta Brada Bakaska Tabina. Shabaranta Rada Babos Kama. We give you glory. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run therein and find safety. It doesn't matter the dart, the arrow, anything short in your direction. The Bible says to subvert a man in his course, the Lord does not permit it. Let your enemies be scattered. Let your enemies be scattered. Let your enemies be scattered. Shiva kaske masale. Shabla haskada basariya la babo koske. Ambriya la babas kanda la baboria.
We give you the praise.
Pick your Bible, look upon your Bible, look upon your Bible. Second Chronicles 20, from verse 24, you see the response of God. Many times we do not understand the way of warfare. God has many ways to deliver His people. He has quite some options of how to bring deliverance to them that come call upon His name. Hallelujah. Quite some options. When the Lord was against Egypt, the Bible speaking says it was a strong hand. Hallelujah. A strong hand. If you had read carefully where we just read, you will see the manifestation of a strong hand. In 2 Corinthians 20, verse 6c, in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? One of the ways by which God brings deliverance to His people is by the strong hand. He's talking about a hand that none can withstand. Hallelujah. It's not as though there will not be attempts to withstand that hand. But the capacity, the momentum, and the power by which that hand moves is such that any opposition that stands in His way is an opposition of futility, because there's nothing that can withstand that strong hand. Hallelujah. And also in Egypt, concerning the magicians of Egypt, we have two prime magicians in Egypt, Jannes and Jabez, that concocted all kinds of sorcery. And God wanted to make a statement to the magicians, because every plague that Moses brought on the land of Egypt, the magicians had a way of replicating it, of reproducing it, until Moses went and carried out what we call a prophetic instruction. When God leads you to do something that doesn't look scientifically intelligent, but by an act of that obedience to God, God takes on a mysterious code and begins to operate sovereignly in a territory and in a land. When Moses carried out the prophetic instruction, the magicians tried to reproduce the miracle, and they failed to do that. Witchcraft power has a limitation. Sorcery power has a limitation. And at that point, the limitation of sorcery was evident. And when the sorcerers tried to discern the dimension of operation that was so strong that they could not replicate and reproduce, they called it the finger of God. God can decide to deliver by what? The finger of God. He can decide to deliver by the hand of God. He can decide to deliver by the mighty hand of God. He can decide to deliver by the strong hand of God. All these are diamonds. He can decide to deliver by signs and wonders. But God has no end in his inventory as to how he brings deliverance to his people. There's no end. It's not always by signs and wonders. Sometimes it's also by the sword. As you see in a moment of time, where he delivers his people by the sword. Have you realized that angels can slay under the command of God? And they slay faster than demons. Hey. And the Bible says, the prophet says, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Because when God gets to move by the sword, them that perish by his hand are usually many. Hallelujah. And in those days, when God wants to operate to bring deliverance to his people by the sword, he needs a man that will hold a physical sword in the natural, even though he will never use it. So that it will be said, the sword of the Lord and of Andona. It was Andona we saw in the natural. We didn't know what he was doing, but as he was doing what he was doing, many began to fall. Oh my God. You see, spiritual warfare is tangible. The time has come for us to have skill in the spirit. So that the devil cannot just come and trespass territory that God has committed into your hands. The Lord will strengthen us in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 24. The response of heaven to the prayer of the king. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies falling to the earth. And what? None had what? When the sword of God goes to act, goes into motion, none escapes it. Takes time for that sword to arise. But when it goes to walk, nothing shall escape. We are going to release that sword this night. I know some of us are pious Christians. I was born in warfare. I survived by war. So I understand the Christianity that has to do with war, with valiancy, with violence, such as is allowed in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I know most of us have key holders, 10 keys to break through. And your key holder is so full of keys, and you don't know which one to use anymore. But I know, God, the key holder is overburdened. So many keys. But when you really step on the stage of your spiritual life, many times you need to fight your way through. And the truth of the matter is, the extent to which Israel was able to conquer was the degree to which they were ready to fight for. Even though God had given them the land and the expanse thereof to the going down of the sun, that which they possessed was exactly that which they were ready to fight for. The Bible said that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms. There is nothing that he has not blessed you with in order to support your life and godliness. But it happens to be that the story of inheritance goes in the same trend and tenor, that you will only inherit that which you can fight for. It's one thing for God to give you the land. It's another thing for you to possess it. He said, I have given you the land. Rise up and begin to possess it in battle. The reason why you can even get into the first place is because I gave it. For the extent to which you can possess is the degree to which you can fight for. If you read the book of Psalms very well, you come to realize that there are four books in the book of Psalms. One day we are going to do a teaching on the songs of Zion. And then we'll analyze the four books in the book of Psalms. And in the last Psalm, Psalm 150, it brought us to the very threshold of the revelation that the psalmist brings to us. How that in the days of David, where worship was highest, warfare was also highest. You cannot worship effectively and not become a warrior. I cannot compromise with the kind of worship we have today that has no bite, has no sting. It declares no kingdom. It declares no power. It declares no glory. It's just feminine. Without temper. It was the psalmist that said that the Lord, teacheth my fingers to fight. It teacheth, it's in a psalm. My hands to war. If you live in Oklahoma, you may not need to fight. You may not need to war. But just in case, your name is Onguze. Your name is Doshima. Or what you? Yogbe. Then our Lord and person is a way of war. Oh my God. Oh, I worship you for your name is holy. Your name is holy. Holy Lord. Every time any man ever said, "Thy kingdom come," it was a declaration of war. And there's no way you can truly, faithfully sing the songs of Zion and not have head-on collision from the hordes of darkness. Singing praise is an act of war. And that was what he revealed in Psalms 150. He said, "Let the high praises of the Lord be upon your lips, and the two-edged sword." Where? I don't know how you worship so much and a sword did not find expression in your hand. You worship so much, a scripture did not break upon your spirit to do warfare. I don't know where you got that praise from, but the one that David spoke about is a praise of war. And as you walk in it, scriptures break out on your spirit. Scriptures break out on your soul. And you handle that sword, and then the slain of the Lord becomes many. Something will happen, it will break out as we pray, as we begin to pray. It will begin to break out. It will begin to break out. There are several people that say that you will not go beyond where you are. Huh? Some of them will even fall this night. I don't know if we have to sing praise, then we can't separate it from war. When you hear the camp, if you have ever been in the defense academy, when they go for an onslaught, a massacre, a slaughter, they sing songs. The way of songs is the way of war. So when we come for a service and we begin to sing praise and worship, it's not to make you comfortable. To make you forget the hustle and bustle of the office. To make you forget. No! So prepare you for war. Expect the scripture to crystallize upon your heart. You are going to lay hold on something by which you begin to do some. And Lord, I worship you. Even to the devil trespasses And he prospers in trespass when there's no warrior. When there's no one to say, no, 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 you go too far. Hitherto hast thou gone and no further. If there's no warrior whose mouth is enlarged by high praises, if there's no warrior, one who through praise has received a double-edged sword. That's a sword that can cut this way and it can what? Cut that way. The posture of a man of praise is a posture of war. And all we know about church is cosmetic business. I pray that the texture of ministry, the texture of church, because the Lord has told me that many nations will come to Benue State to find the accurate apostolic texture of what church is, of what fellowship is, and they will take that template to the nations of the world. And that's why God, by an act of his will, has decided that he must start the recovery from government. His sovereign hand, his sovereign finger will break out on government as a test. I came with a sermon that I can no longer preach. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you, for your name is worthy, worthy. And for your name is holy, your name is holy. You are the Lord. Selimanda Abremalus Taberekelia Abaste Bado Bataneke Shadina Tabola Hade Babrande Kaskamamandebo. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Shaline babala menasana. Shaline de la balena. Oh na 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 na. Shela bana. Robera de la bala bosa ye baba. Shaline na mena. For your name is holy, holy Lord. And it will come like a dew, the refreshing of the Lord, and every dryness shall be taken away. And every gloominess shall be destroyed. For the Lord shall water his people. His name shall be strong upon their lips. For he doth open the windows of heaven. And he shall pour out that which the sons of men shall have no room to contain. Yea, he shall bring peace. Yea, he shall bring deliverance. And sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Selene balabele balayama. Sheba balatema. Muruskala. Muruskala. Muruskalemina. Janina baye. Janina baye. Ya ya. Eya baramena saya. Olama. Oh, your name is holy.
You are holy, holy Lord, holy Lord. For your name is holy. Your name is holy, holy, holy Lord.
Shalimah. Somebody talk to God. The heavens are opening. The heavens are opening now. The heavens are opening. Lift up your voice.
Holy, holy, Lord. Lord God Almighty, you are holy.
In the day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and of burning, the Lord shall create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day and a shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. And just in case you think it's the day of Moses, verse 6 says, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and a place of refuge and a covert from the storm and rain. The word tabernacle in this scripture, in the original text, is canopy. The Bible says that God will create upon every dwelling place of Zion and upon her of a cloud by day and a shining flame by night. Friends, darkness are absence from the kingdom of darkness, that in this day and time multiplicities of deaths and all those kind of evil things will begin to happen. But we call the fast today because God wants to do something. The Bible says that the glory that God shall bring upon all the assembly shall be a defense unto them. A defense. It shall be like the covering of a covert, like the covering of a canopy. The way canopy shields you from rain and heat. That's how it's going to be. I want us to lift up our voice. And we are praying that that covert will come upon every household here present. That covert. The rider on the black horse, he has saddled his calvary, and he wants to bring about reckless wickedness, but we want to restrain him. Can we rise and say, Lord, let there be a covert over my life, a canopy of defense. Let that canopy of defense ride over my life and ride over my family. I need you to lift your voice tonight. There shall be a covering. A covering. A covering. Among all the dwelling place of Mount Zion, the Bible says there will be a covering. I want you to begin to pray. So bring that covering. Bring that covering upon you. Bring that covering upon you. Bring that covering upon you. Bring it upon you. Upon everyone you are connected to by any means. That the covert of the Lord, the canopy of the Lord, shall shield them from the storm and rain.
That you will not be used as an experiment. No one connected to you. The arrows that fly, the pestilence that walketh in darkness, the arrows that fly at noonday will not get a better part of you. For God places a covet over his people, a canopy, a flaming fire by night, a cloud by day, so that you will be shielded from the temperature, from the pressure that has beguiled the atmosphere, the spiritual atmosphere of this land, of this nation, that God is going to exempt you from the slaughter that the enemy has determined, that the name of the Lord for you will be a strong tower.
Sore mama la casque bandelia. Fabros cabaranda babas cabebras catebari. Robala santa barabas cada da da baboria. La bronze da barons cabalate os cabalate. Shabela casca top regatella bacasca tabina. Shebras catabala da bascata da da baboria. Abresca te baradasca top riela bacata basta le babaya. Ebrasqueto bascala basanda da da baboria. Ebregatella bacuria basca aha. Shabalanda da la baboske, malahabriga, lekoska manza lebre keska tabala de cola, avanza palada da braska tabria da babalabaske, shaboska belahila babalahaya, balahaya, 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 balahaya. Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Everyone here, every family represented here, comes under the canopy of defense that you have built over every dwelling place of Mount Zion, that your shining flame of fire will encamp around them in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord.
Shabri kabala hasama la.
You are the Lord.
Shabala baboske berdes kabala hasamina. Shabala de koska kabala baboske.
Oh,
I see in the spirit.
Sick and your the sickness on your body is on a particular place, you can put your hand there. Just put it there. Put it there. Put it there. Shebina kasebala baladayem. Ebrama mahasebowske. There's a woman that came here with, I see you with pains on your stomach. Pains on your stomach. Where's that woman? You. All right. God will take sickness now. We will take it. Anywhere you are in the hall, just pray for these sick ones, pray for them, and ask the Lord to take it. 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 Channel of your finances have been blocked by the enemy. I pray tonight that the channels be open, be open, be open, be open, be open, be open, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ask the Lord to touch. Just press it. Press this. Touch them. Touch the lips. All right. Hold on.
Father, we worship you. Worship you. Somebody with pain on the leg, I'm seeing you. I'm seeing your leg. Don't worry. The doctor, the surgeon, he will run a surgery on the leg. He will run a surgery then. We worship you. We worship you. I'm seeing something like a vulture in heaven. A vulture that have been scattering someone's life. Scattering. While you try to gather, I've seen that demon. It's like a vulture. I command your authority. I command your finger to be cut off. To be cut off. To be cut off. To be cut off. In the name of Jesus Christ. Zelida halabas kambro abele kendo skabala tamina. I command every pain, every sickness, every infirmity, health challenges, from hypertension, arthritis, ulcer, asthma, weakness of the body, internal heat, I address you. In the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, I command you, take your hand. 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 Oh my God. That person with the pain on the leg, you can stand up and hit your leg thrice on the ground. Take your hand. Take your hand. Take. 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 Check here. Mama, check that place. Take it. Take your hand from there. Take your hand. I command you, come out of their chest. Come out of their chest. Come out of their chest. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, let's begin to see. There's somebody bound here now. I want you to begin to pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues.
showed me for this meeting before we close, I'd like everybody to stand up. Stand. Can you ask God for one thing? Just one thing this time. One thing. Just one thing. Ask God for one thing. In the next 5 seconds. One thing. Just one thing. One thing. One thing. One thing. Thank you, Lord.
And we give you all the glory. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give
for Benway State. You that has been called a land of darkness, a parched land, a dry ground, you shall be rebuked. The name of the Lord shall be known with you. For men shall come from the ends of the earth and shall find the light of the glory of the God of Zion beam forth from thee. You shall be like a watered garden, a place that is favored by the God of heaven. And your ground shall yield its strength. For the great God has pleasure on you. Say a word of prophecy on the land, that its name shall yet rise by the strength of a tempest, and the glory thereof shall be revealed. For it shall show forth itself. For it shall spring with the very strength of righteousness. That in this land righteousness will be planted. And the heaven shall look and see and find pleasure. For the will of the Lord shall be done on earth as it is done in heaven. A word of blessing. Say shalom unto the land. That peace shall be known among you. Peace shall be numbered among you. Oh my God. Oh my God. That the land will realize its potentials. Every potential that God has hidden in it shall be realized. Shall be realized. Shall be realized. Shall be realized. Aha. Oh my God. I see a Ben Kedo. Peace. 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 Now, you see, as a sign that the Spirit of the Lord is involved with what we are doing, He will descend now. He will descend in our midst. Lift your hand. He will descend. He will descend. Don't look around. You'll be distracted. You'll be distracted. You'll be distracted. You will be distracted. The prayers that we have offered that are ascended to heaven, and He wants to show us a sign. His hand will descend on one of us. So strong. So strong.
We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are holy to me.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. He wants to discover. Somebody say, I receive. Oh my God. I receive. Oh Jesus. 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 His hand is coming stronger. Coming stronger. Jesus. 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 That one that you want to bring restoration to. Oh. Jenike Jacademos Cabina. Holy Ghost, you cannot resist him. You cannot resist him. Strong, strong. Oh my God. Now, ushers, help me with that person. There's restoration going on in that life. Anyway, shall be rebuilt again. Her land and her secret places shall be inhabited. For the name of the Lord shall be known upon the lips of her people. Oh, return, return, that we may look upon you. For a few moments, the Lord bless you. We're going to continue tomorrow. There is a line that God has opened for us, but we could not stay on it because the Holy Spirit wanted us to go the way we went today. The Bible revealed that Abraham was a man that sought a city that had foundations. And in the Greek, that word foundations refer to principles for living. In the sovereign call of God that was brought to bear upon his life, in the book of Genesis chapter 12, he subjugated several strong nations. Egypt, all of the Chaldees, so many strong nations. He saw the way their civilization was. And he knew that the way they were advancing, the way their civilization and their evolution was established, they could not perpetuate forever. So he refused to take a national ID card in those nations. And he, being a sojourner, a nomadic man, decided that he will never rest until he finds that city that God has built. We went further to the book of Psalms chapter 24 from verse 1 to 3, where the Bible says that
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and them that dwell therein. For he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, and has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and salvation from the God of Jacob. The Bible made us to understand in the book of Psalms 24 that the earth has no true foundations. So if your wisdom, your economy, your destiny is built upon the capacity of the earth to sustain itself, it means that your life exists in limbo. Somebody said that his financial security is established upon the scripture that says, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Hallelujah. On the strength of that, he has established his financial life on that scripture. The only problem he has is that that principle is only practicable as long as the earth remains. And the earth was not designed to exist forever. And so because of the fact that the earth is known with inconsistencies, such a man whose life is tied to that principle will have ups and downs because his state is in the earth. Abraham will not be part of that nation that have their financial destiny tied in the earth, because anything of the earth is not reliable. And so he was a man that sought for foundations. And I said in the Greek, the word foundations there refer to principles for life. The very principles that govern the heavens, that make the heavens a perpetual continuum. For instance, the Bible says that the throne, O God, is forever. Why can his throne perpetuate forever? Because the scepter of his kingdom is a right scepter. There's a principle upon which that throne is established that gives it the capacity and the propensity to exist forever. Are you with me now? And he was seeking a city that God was the builder, a city that had foundations. And so from tomorrow, if the Lord permits, we'll continue in our teaching. And then you'll find out that the average believer has no foundations. In the book of Psalms 82, from verse 5 and 6, the Bible says, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are out of course. That scripture was making reference to Adam and Eve. That God gave them the capacity and the authority to govern the earth and to bring the influence of God's government into the earth realm. But they decided to declare independence, and their independence earned them a walk in darkness. That the implication of that is that they were sentenced to a life of trespass, a life that was devoid of spiritual insight. And it will be a life that is known in multiple trespasses, darkness. And in addition to that, the Bible says, because of their error, the foundations of the earth were out of course. The manual that the earth was supposed to run with became outdated. All right? The principles that the earth was supposed to run with, the earth could no longer function with it. And so decay and death, which were elements that were not supposed to be part of the creation, came into that creation and began to walk in that creation. Because the principles upon which God had established that creation had been compromised. Are you still with me? I always say,
that mosquito was not meant to bite people. But he lost his manual, lost the principle of his operation. And then the next time after that, he finds himself with great compatibility with you in the night time. Comes with a sound. It doesn't sound like praise and worship, but he sings it all the same. He has missed the way. That's how everything goes gaga under the old creation, because the principle that was supposed to make the earth function like the heavens had been lost because of the fall of man. And so Abraham decided that I'm not going to settle here, because every city that I go has infirmities. When I see their social system, it has infirmities. When I see their politics, it has infirmities. When I see their economics, it has infirmities. If you trust in their economy and you take all your money to buy shares, I saw the shares going high, so I had my money to marry. I said, if I put it inside, it will multiply. Put 1 million, I'm going to get 2. And the moment I put it, Jesus, I don't want to finish the story. It might bring the heart attack. I survived that time. The whole system, there's no assurance in the system. Put my money, that, everything came down. In that system, you can be a millionaire today and become a pauper tomorrow. Because the foundations are what? Out of course. And Abraham, being a prophet, sought that city that God had built. Sought that city that had foundations. A city that was predictable. That when you walk upon and you function within the principles of that city, your expectations are not assured. Sought that city. He came to Egypt, saw the way Egypt was. And you must understand that Egypt was the light of that day. And he refused to take the national ID card. Even though Pharaoh had a liking for his wife, and that would have pedestaled him in the land, he would have stretched himself. My God, you don't understand this. The king of nations wants to become your in-law. My. You know, he denied the wife. For he never knew that he was in covenant with God. And then his covenant partner took over from there and met Pharaoh in the night. He said, right now you are a dead man. He couldn't take the national ID card of Egypt, even though he was tempted to take it. He had sold his wife out. But his covenant partner resisted him, and they threw him out. And his journey continued. Until he came to the mountaintop where the Lord says, all right, lift up now thine eyes and see. My friend, in this journey, as we study, you will see that he never saw that city on earth. He saw that city in the spirit realm. That was why he was called the father of faith. Because what he sought was not in this realm. It was in another realm. And he was able to handle that realm and walk in that realm and operate in that realm. My God. So you begin to hear God say, I have come to deliver my people because of my friend Abraham. He had laid foundations in Israel. You can't destroy Israel. If you like, roll out military tanks, armored tanks, C-44 aircraft, flexible in the air. You can't. That nation is established on foundations. And tomorrow we are going to see how that your life needs to be established on foundations. And then you will know what it means when 1,000 falls by your right hand side. And you stand between and betwixt. The storms that slay make you rise. The things that kill give you life. For he sought a city that God was the maker. The Lord bless you. I bring you greetings from heaven. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Whenever as you, please help me tell your neighbor, the devil is not in control. See you tomorrow. Cast an offering to the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance over you and grant you peace.